The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
All right, so we're diving into this Try Harder blog post, huh? By Chris Torres, the tourism marketing guy. And you know what? I get it. Ideas are great, but actually putting them into practice, especially when you're swamped. Well, let's just say I've had a few staring contests with the clock myself, and the clock usually wins.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like that feeling of if only there were a few more hours in the day, never goes away.
Yeah.
But this Chris Torres, he has a different perspective, a bit of a reality check, you know?
Yeah, he definitely doesn't beat around the bush. He's basically saying if you want to up your marketing game, you got to be ready to roll up your sleeves and put in some serious effort.
Exactly. It's about a change in mindset, going from just wishing for better results to actually making them happen. And here's the interesting part. This guy walks the walk. He's juggling two businesses, creating content left and right, dealing with clients, attending events.
And on top of all that, he still manages to take Fridays off. I read that and thought, okay, Chris, you're making the rest of us look bad.
Right. But that's what's so important about it. He's not saying we should all turn into workaholics, but it's more about how we use the time we already have. Mm-hmm. Are we using it effectively? Are we making those small windows of opportunity count?
And he's big on structure, right? He even gives an example of a daily schedule in his post.
It's more like a flexible framework, actually. He suggests having specific blocks of time for things like emails, sales, working on your marketing strategies, even customer service.
I think what's great about this is that it's not about being super rigid. It's about being intentional.
Yeah.
If we're always just reacting to whatever comes up, marketing is the first thing to get pushed to the side.
It's kind of like if you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail.
Right.
But the thing is, Chris, he doesn't just like throw a to-do list at you and peace out. He connects all that effort back to something you can actually measure, like revenue. It's basically saying, hey, if you put in the work, you're going to see the results. That's so true. And that's how Try Harder goes from being just a motivational poster to an actual strategy, you know, because it's not about working yourself to the bone, right? Mm-hmm. It's about working smarter. It's about making sure everything you do lines up with your goals and then not giving up on those goals.
And that's where setting goals comes in. Chris talks about being super clear on what you want to achieve and then seeing what your competition's up to.
Right. And I love that he doesn't just say be better. He actually makes you think about what better means for your business. You know, are you trying to get a bigger piece of the market? Build brand awareness? What about something like customer lifetime value? Oh, speaking of which, we should probably touch on that quickly. Basically, it's the total amount of money you can expect to make from a single customer over the entire time they're doing business with you.
Makes sense. Okay, so once you've figured out those benchmarks, you can start comparing yourself to the competition and come up with a strategy that actually fits your specific goals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that old saying, know thyself, but then also know thy enemy.
I love that. So it's about really understanding your own strengths and weaknesses and then figuring out where you stand compared to everyone else. And, you know, this is where Chris's experience in tourism marketing is super useful, even if you're not in that industry, because the tourism industry is crazy competitive, right? So the things he's talking about have probably been tested and refined under a lot of pressure.
Totally. Mm. And speaking of pressure, remember how we were talking about Chris's insane schedule? One thing that really stuck with me is that he writes all his own content. No ghostwriters or anything. It just shows how dedicated and authentic he is, you know?
Yeah.
It's like he's saying, I'm right there in the trenches with you. I understand. But we can totally do this.
Absolutely. And that's a really powerful message because it's easy to make excuses, to think that everyone else has some kind of secret advantage. But Chris is basically breaking down those walls and saying, look, if you want to succeed in marketing, just like anything else worthwhile, it takes effort and dedication. Mm-hmm. It really is a good kick in the pants when you need it, you know. It's easy to get lost in the how-tos of it all. But Chris makes you take a step back and think about the why you're doing all of this in the first place, what you're really working towards.
Exactly. And I think that's a perfect transition to something for you all to think about. Chris spends a lot of time talking about those external things like time, resources, the competition, all of that. But what about the stuff we do to ourselves that holds us back?
Oh, I like where you're going with this.
Think about it for a second, like fear of failing, wanting everything to be perfect, even that little voice that's always saying, is this really good enough? Sometimes trying harder also means going easy on yourself, recognizing the progress you've made, and being happy about those little victories along the way. It's about finding that sweet spot between pushing yourself and being okay with the process.
You know, that's a really good point, because burning yourself out trying to do everything isn't the answer either. I think maybe the real lesson here is that trying harder is different for everyone. It's about figuring out what really makes a difference for you and your business and then sticking with it, even when it's hard. And hey, maybe even taking a Friday off every now and then, like Chris.
No, that's some advice I can get behind.